Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding God's pleasure, his ridwan. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allah's pleasure, ridallah, is linked to his obedience, makrunun bita'atih. Allah's pleasure is linked to his obedience. You know, all of us want Allah to be pleased with them. You know, we want Allah to be happy with us, you know, in the end. And you know, that's our sole purpose for worshiping him, for obeying him. Right? So, you know, people ask, what can we do that Allah is, you know, happy with us? What can we do that the Ahlul Bayt are happy with us? Right? So in this hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam kind of elucidates and alludes to what we can do to make Allah happy and pleased with us. It's very simple: to obey his orders, to follow his edicts, and in this way we can attain his good pleasure. It's also been narrated in the Bihar ul-Anwar, the very famous book of hadith, that the Prophet Musa alayhi salam addressed Allah saying, My Lord, guide me to an action, the performance of which will earn me your good pleasure. You know, the Prophet Moses was, you know, he was famous for speaking to Allah a great deal. He used to speak to Allah a lot. That's why he is known as Kalimullah, the interlocutor, the one who speaks to God a great deal. So in this conversation that he had with God, the Prophet Moses asks God, what can he do that he can gain his good pleasure, God's pleasure, God will be pleased with him. So Allah revealed to him, saying, O son of Imran, verily my pleasure lies in that which you will be averse to, and you will not be able to endure it. So first God didn't tell him how he can gain his good pleasure. God told him that it lies in something that you cannot do, you will not be able to bear. When Moses heard this, he fell prostrate, weeping, and cried out, My Lord, you have selected me to speak to when you have not spoken to anyone before me. You know, I'm the Kalimullah, I'm the one you speak to. This is a distinction that I solely have. At the same time, you are withholding something from me. You know, this makes me upset. And Moses was upset by this. He was crying. And, you know, he asked God to reveal this secret to him. Moses said, And yet you do not guide me to that action by which I may earn your pleasure. Right? This is contradictory. Please resolve this contradiction. Tell me the secret. Well, how can I gain your good pleasure? So God replied to him and revealed to him the following. God said, and this is very tricky, God said, Verily my pleasure lies in your pleasure with whatever I decree. When you are pleased, meaning when you are pleased with what I have decreed for you, you will have attained my pleasure and I will be pleased with you as well. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at God's good pleasure in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.